KUT color presentation.
You're listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned. You messing with guys and you messing with me. Palestine all on my feet. I'm seeing my people deceased. They killing our children and even discreet.
Where are we?
What's happening?
It's dark in here.
I can't see anything.
Is there anybody out there who wants to talk to me?
Wait, I think I see the moon.
3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Moon.
It's showtime!
Welcome to Radio Moon. Radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m. created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental illness affects people of all ages, educational and income levels and cultures. Today is Thursday, February 15th, 2024.
Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Forward House, a community-based mental health organization. We use art, comedy, poetry, interviews, discussions, stories, news, music, and radio dramas to present the many faces and facilities of and realities of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and learn the art and science of radio.
We would love to hear your voice too. Feel free to send us an email to forwardhouseeducation@gmail.com. We love to hear your feedback, perspectives, and thoughts.
Throughout the month, we'll be jumping into the theme of home. You know what they say, home is where the Wi-Fi connects automatically. Or better yet, home is where the heart is. We'll be talking about what home truly means to each and every one of us. Home is more than just four walls. It's a place of comfort, emotions, cherished memories, and memories. Sorry. To sit back, relax, and join us for this homey episode.
Our first song, we're going to shine a spotlight on Diana Ross with her iconic hit, It's My House. This song is about a modern woman who tells her lover, I'm independent and may fit in you into my space, but on my terms. Take it away, Diane.
It's my house and I live here. There's a
Welcome to the Radio Moon Roundtable. I'm your host, Bianca, and I'm here with Noelle, Marissa, Peter, Jean-Michel, Nicole, and Jonathan. We've heard there's no place like home, but I want to know more about your home sweet homes. Let's get into our discussion today. So to start it off, what does home mean to you? Probably so many meanings. Yeah, place, Jonathan.
Place to call your own, like your own area, your own space.
Mm-hmm.
Like normally, sometimes people outside their front door have welcome, you know.
So it even starts before you get into the house.
Yeah.
You're welcomed on the porch.
Welcome home mat or whatever, you know.
Yeah. I like that. We saw Peter.
When I was young... My father kept moving around for jobs. He was in the engineering business, and we were living in the States. But by the time I hit sixth grade, I had 12 teachers.
Ooh.
So, you know, like, they were all fun. You know, the last one we lived in New Jersey before I moved back to Canada was my favorite because we lived there for 4 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And... But they were all home, but they were all over the place.
12's a lot of teachers, so you had a lot of different homerooms, I'm guessing, too.
Yeah, that's it.
So anyone else, what does home mean to you? There's different meanings for a lot of people in the end. I see Marissa reaching for that mic.
Yeah. I think home is, it could be, like, very, like, literal, vague maybe, but, like, specifically I think... Your home, I think, is also a place where, it's also, I feel like it's also the people that surround you, around you, are, like, that represents a house love. Because I feel like if you don't have any of that, it's, like, a place that you're to go comfort. It's a place to go to feel where you're, when you're safe. When you don't feel safe, you want to, it's, a relief or a aha moment when you're just like, okay, I had a bad day, but now I have somewhere to go and to relax and be safe.
Yeah.
And I think that's important for everybody to feel that safety.
Mm-hmm. So home is not just like your room or your house. It's like people as well can make feel.
In my opinion, yeah.
Feel safe, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you rather live alone or with someone else, that someone else can be a partner, roommates, person off Craigslist? We don't know the situation.
I prefer to live alone, and unless you're in like a relationship, then you should, you know, you live with your wife or whatever. But there's a funny thing, like in the movie Wayne's World, he lived with his mother until he was like 30, and like, you know, people, like, they say, like, women, they might say, like, oh, you still live with your parents or whatever, you know? So.
There are some positives, I guess, to...
No shade to people.
No shade. No shade to the Montrealers out there.
No.
Those Italian, you know? There's a lot of us.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Anyone's pro living solo at home?
I mean, I think it has... I think there's pros and cons for everything.
Yeah.
So...
What are your pros and cons, Marissa? Do you live alone?
I do.
Okay.
And I like it, but it's also extremely challenging, I find, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you give us, like, what's one challenge that you can share with us?
I think the challenge is honestly living on your own with mental health issues make it more challenging, I find.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, but there's also like, you know, you see yourself, okay, like you try to look at it and you see like, okay, where you've come and where you've been and where are you now?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you went from point A, you were like, you moved out, from my parents' house for for a long time, and then I went on to like Four House. So there's all these like different steps. So I think it has its challenging points, lies, but it's also a very also a nice freeing feeling to feel like you're independent and like you're like, you know, you can do whatever you want because it's your place and nobody's telling you rules or what to do. So you could be like,
you can walk around your apartment in your role without bothering anyone, you know, like
right.
your own rules in the
right
end.
Exactly. There are no rules.
You won't be bothering anyone. So that kind of trickles into our next question. How does your mental health affect your capability to kind of share a space with someone else or even just to live alone?
I think the mental part of it is very important because sometimes you find yourself in a position to be a director and you have to think for people to get certain things done.
Okay.
Like in my co-op, you have people who are doing different assignments, and they have to think for people within the co-op to get things done.
Yeah.
I find that cleaning, keeping your apartment clean, and has a lot to do with mental health, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you just leave it and, like, the floor is not clean and the fridge is not clean, then it's sort of hard to say, but I think it's like you have to be doing well, you know, you have to keep up your living space.
I find dusting is the worst.
Specifically
is my
kryptonite.
My kryptonite.
Dusting duty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pressed off by mistake.
Pete, I noticed you tried to reach for the mic before.
Yeah, I find like when I'm feeling kind of depressed, I don't feel like doing much and making meals and even cleaning up after them is like a real challenge. You know, that's where I really feel it.
Yeah. On that note, do you guys have like, is there a little trick that helps you maybe do that extra dusting, even if it's just for 5 minutes, or maybe clean the dishes after 2 days? Is there something that kind of motivates you a bit more? It might also help motivate someone else.
Sometimes it could be just laziness, you know?
Purely just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You're not wrong, Jonathan. It happens all the time. Is there anything that helps you with that bout of laziness?
You tell yourself that you'll do a little bit now and then do a little bit later.
Yeah. Marissa, I saw you.
I think music helps.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if I have, like, music on or whatever, I'll be, like, out of my head and I won't, like, so I'll be kind of, like, be mindfully washing or the dishes or whatever. It just makes it more, like, okay, wow, you did it because you were just, music was in your ear. So
blast the song that you love, a few songs, and just...
Yeah, just put on, like, Spotify and, do the cleaning and the dusting, as you said, and cleaning the fridge and, all of that stuff.
It's a good one.
Exciting stuff.
If you guys can live in any type of home, what kind of home would it be? What would it look like? Where would it be? Is it a little chalet in Utuwa? I can't even say it properly. Or is it like a nice big Mama Westmount home? What's your home vibe? I'll take a second to think about it because it's a big ask. What would it be?
My home vibe is like living in a mansion.
Oh. How many rooms, Noel?
Only one. But
oh, yeah. A mansion with one room. I love that.
Are there butlers there involved?
Oh, geez. Lots of servants.
Yeah. I love it.
Jeffrey the butler.
One thing is plants. If you have plants, they need light, right? Some apartments, they don't have a lot of light, I found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I found, like, in some of the places I lived, I wasn't able to keep plants very well because, yeah. Like, the... It depends where your window is, I guess.
So Jonathan, you just want a house of windows.
Yeah.
Pure windows all around the perimeter.
Right.
Greenhouse.
Greenhouse vibes, yeah.
A glass house.
Yeah.
Maybe. You need, like, vitamin D, like, lighting will help you. It does help, though. It does. I agree. Yeah.
Anyone else? What would that house look like?
A place with a bigger kitchen.
Okay.
I have a tiny kitchen in it. It makes it tricky to do stuff in there. And, you know, I don't even have room to leave a drain board set up all the time. So mm-hmm. that makes my motivation to do the dishes even harder.
Yeah.
You know.
Is there a part of town that you would love this apartment with a humongous kitchen in?
Well, actually, I'm quite happy with where I live. I live right near the Forum, the old Montreal Forum. And it's central to everything. You know, yeah. It's a... 8-minute walk to the bus to Ford House, and an 8-minute walk to a couple of buses that go to the food depot that I volunteer at, or to go to my ex's place. you know, I think I'm pretty well situated.
Yeah. It sounds like a good location.
I think if you also have, like, because Peter, you're like central downtown. Yeah. I think it's important, like, to know, like, if you have a good area and that there's, like, something to do at night. Because if you have, like, nothing around you, it makes it really hard to commute. Because, like, I don't drive, so I have to go on the bus, the metro. So I want like things. Or, like, places to go, I guess.
Yeah, so, it's, like, central to
especially
everything.
During the winter time stuff. Yeah.
So, Jean-Michel, go for it.
I like Noel's idea of a mansion.
But you like the idea of a mansion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think for me it would be 21 rooms.
21 rooms. You'll be right next door to Noel, maybe. You know, it'll be nice neighbors, basically.
You know what I'll do with 21 rooms?
What are you going to do with them?
I will use 3 rooms a day.
Yeah.
And every day I move to the next 3 rooms for 7 days.
And then you rotate.
And rotate again. Cool.
Monday room.
Yeah. Room. It works. It's not a lot of cleaning in the end, basically, for you, and unless you hire someone.
I would need a team.
That's it. All right, guys, so we're going to end it there. Thank you all for joining the Radio Moon Roundtable. And we're going to pass the mic on to Jonathan.
Okay. For our next song, we have Chris Daughtry with Home. Daughtry, meaning of home, delves into the struggle about what one feels with facing adversity and hard times. It repeatedly talks about the loneliness, being lost, and wanting to run from the pain. Fun facts, Chad Kroeger of Nickelback and Chris Daughtry wrote this song together. Let's take a listen.
I'm going home. Miles are getting longer, it seems. The closer I get to you, I've not always been the best man, a friend for you, but your love remains true. And I don't know why you always seem to give me another try.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up, we have a piece by Noel, where he will be sharing his home-inspired poem. Take it away, Noel.
Hi, my name is Noel, and today I have a poem for you. It's called Home. There is no place like home. That is what they say. Home is where you make it. I feel that statement is true. Another statement is home sweet home. I believe it to the core. I would rather rent an apartment than rent a house. I like living in an apartment. It's just what I prefer. I've made Montreal my home for over 40 years. I like living here. The people here are very nice. It appeals to me. It's just the best. For me, this place, my home, is so much easier because the people are very good. I don't think I would live anywhere else. It's just the way it is. Another good thing is the food. You are able to get food right at your doorstep. The supermarket is just blocks away from my house. I belong to a co-op. It's called the Co-op Les Torres. Thank you.
Thank you, Noel, for sharing your poetry with us. Our next piece explores the essence of home, from the tranquil countryside to the vibrant cities of the streets. Let's hear what Jean-Michel has to say.
Let's think about all different homes one can inhabit. What about living in the countryside by a river? How about waking up and just strolling to the creek at the end of your garden? Sitting there on a rock and listening to all nature noises. For me, living now in the city, That will be great. This is the one thing I miss the most, having access to the entire horizon with a very deep and far point of view. I think must be positive for one's mental stability. When I was living in the Laurentian, I remember taking a long walk outside, and this had a very soothing effect on me. There is something fascinating about a stream of water flowing through rocks, branches, trees. Is it the sound, the smell, the transparency of the water, and all the life converging around it, like plants of all sorts, some dipping in the water or some sitting more outside the banks. And for sure, all the animal life that come and goes. Butterfly, dragonfly, and all sorts of bugs. Plus all other mammals, like beaver and their constructions, river otter, which are very rare, hare and rabbit, so stealthy, and not to mention birds, like crow or raven or jays, blue or otherwise. Cardinal, so intensely red, hummingbirds, which I never saw but heard. Anyway, all that life around you, and I'm sure have a profound effect on your state of mind. If one day I can gather enough drive, I will return. But for now, I'm a city dweller, and my way of life is very different. Sure, in a city, you are not as isolated as you can experience in the countryside, which is an important point. Meeting people, having services in mental health is life-saving. In my previous life, sailing had me experience a funny sentiment of being home almost everywhere, and not really being home somewhere. My apartment was just like another hotel room, and I became used to this idea. Truly, I was home anywhere. My ship's cabin was my home for months at a time. Decoration was martial and limited, but it was my home. Portals replaced windows, shower instead of bath, and bunk bed. All loose furniture like chairs, bedside table, coffee table, and even picture frames are bolted to the deck or bulkhead. This is the way to avoid complete chaos and rough weather. Living ashore is much more stable, and now I much appreciate my apartment. The traditional six-pane window, the fake fireplace, and other fake delights.
Thanks, Jean-Michel. We're going to jump right into our next song, House of the Rising Sun by the Animals. Did you know that this legendary track holds the distinction of being one of the first songs to fuse rock with folk elements? It's true. With its haunting melody and powerful vocals, it's no wonder that this song has left its mark on music history. Let's take a listen.
Hello, welcome to Radio Moon.
And it's been the ruin of
Welcome back. That was House of the Rising Sun by The Animals. Up next, we'll be taking a listen to Marissa's interview segment about home. Take it away, Marissa.
Hello, welcome to Radio Moon. Today I will be interviewing Gino regarding on the conversation of home. Hi, Gino, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So today I'm going to be asking you a couple questions about home. So, Gino, when you think of home, what does that mean to you?
When I think of home, it makes me think of my family, and when I was growing up, they were good to me, and I was happy living at home, doing things you gotta do, your chores, and all that. I enjoyed living with my family, and I enjoyed living at home.
Mm-hmm. What defines home to you?
Define. It's like family. It's that's where you find. Oh, but you could also be married and mm-hmm. you have a wife. You live at home with your wife. Mm-hmm. But me, I never got married, so.
Because there's all different types of things it means, a home. It can mean so many different things to everybody. You know, like a blended home, people are divorced or whatever together. So there's all different. They don't come in one little package.
I know. You're right.
Yeah. So, is there anything, were you born in Montreal?
I was born in Montreal, yeah.
Okay. And is there anything, if you like, nostalgia, always, you know, when you're looking back at past and something that sticks out to you, is there any, like, memory that really sticks out for you that when you were, like, you know, growing up, wherever you were in your family?
I remember all the things with my parents. We used to go to Wildwood, New Jersey for vacation on the boardwalk in Wildwood, New Jersey. I used to love going to do that very much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you go on like Coney Island and all that?
No, I didn't go on.
No.
I didn't know there was the Coney.
I think it is. I'm not sure. Any fun facts regarding your area?
Fun fact, it was a good place. There was I never seen anything bad happen there. It's not, I don't know if it's like that now, but mm-hmm. back then it was very open, you know, and mm-hmm. there was nothing wrong with me. I never seen any violence or anything.
Okay, so you would say you grew up in a very... like safe childhood?
Safe childhood, yeah.
That's important, mm-hmm. yeah. Is there any hobbies that you took up during
the
your childhood?
The only hobby that I had was collecting old coins. Mm-hmm. The oldest coin that I ever had was a 1905 nickel.
Really? Yeah. Really? Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's the only... I had other coins, but that's the oldest one that I had.
Do you still carry them
I
today?
I still have them at home.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. That's cool. Okay. Well, I think that's it. Thank you again for helping me out and helping us figure out more information to learn about you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Marissa, for that great interview. Our next piece will bring you all on a journey through cherished memories and delicious dishes. From the heart of South Africa to the comfort of her family kitchen, here's Alana's piece, which will be read by Nikki.
Home-cooked meals by Alana. Ever since I was a baby in South Africa, my mom used to make her own baby food, and my grandma would comment, "It's such a pleasure to see a baby enjoying its food." One of my personal favorite meals that my mom makes is a dish called halloumi. It's a type of cheese with basil and garlic and some potatoes. Till this day, my mom still makes really interesting meals. She can cook breaded turkey wings and onion bhaji. She has the talent to make any meal involving meat, vegan or vegetarian, and it would still taste good. I have two fond memories with my mom in the kitchen. The first one is when I found a pasta maker at the Renaissance store and brought it home. We made the pasta from scratch, and we agreed that fresh pasta is much better than the store-bought one. The second is when we bought some store-bought dough, and we got fresh and canned tomatoes, fresh mozzarella, fresh basil, and we made two lovely margarita pizzas with garlic and olive oil dribbling down on the pizza. A few family favorite meals since I was a little kid are stuffed baked potatoes with mozzarella cheese topped with spring onions or chives with the tzatziki sauce that we make with mint. Another favorite is her stuffed fried pumpkin flowers with mozzarella, basil, and garlic. It is yummy in my tummy. Here are a few more things that she has made that are just delicious. Her roast potatoes with her own gravy, pork belly with garlic stems and black small salted beans, an Ethiopian dish with dark lentils, sticky rice, holiday moist turkey with stuffing, and her wonderful mac and cheese, where she adds veggies to it with lots of cheese. The best part about this one is that when you bake it in the oven, you can't taste the veggies anymore. You just taste all the cheese. Thank you so much to all you listeners out there for hearing me talk about my mom's home-cooked meals.
What a great piece. We're diving into the soothing rendition of a classic hit song, Lana Del Rey's Take On, Take Me Home, Country Roads. Originally written by John Denver, she released the cover on December 1st, 2023, but the original song known as Country Roads was released in 1971. John Denver's version became West Virginia's state anthem in March 2014. Take us home, Lana.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. Gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong.
That I belong.
Welcome back to the Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Coming up next, we have a piece by Jonathan, where he brings us back to his childhood area, the charming village of Knowlton, nestled in the picturesque Brome Lake area of the Eastern Townships. So sit back, relax, and let the journey through the heart of his village together.
My hometown of Knowlton is in the Brome Lake area of the Eastern Townships. In 2011, the census gave it a population of 5,609. In Knowlton, tourism is a major industry in the village. The current mayor, Richard Burkham, has been snooping around the town for years, often seen having coffee at the Deprenor Rouge. The major highways through Knowlton are 104, 139, 215, and 243. You need to take the Highway 10 from Montreal. It's an hour and a half drive. The village was founded in 1802 and was originally known as Colebrook. In 1975, they changed the name to Knowlton. The major roads are Lakeside and Victoria, also Knowlton Road and Maple Street. Knowlton was a site for a Jodie Foster, Martin Sheen movie called The Little Girl Who Lived Down the Lane. My dad and his boat, I mean his clunky old car, well, were extras in the movie. The two most famous people from the town are Paul Hall and Knowlton, founder of the mill on Mill Pond, and Louise Penny, the mystery author who you can find in Lucy's bookstore on Mill Pond by the waterfall. When I was a kid, you could enter the Terry Fox Run. Nowadays, they have a race called La Tour de Lac Brome, a foot race around the lake. You have to register online for the run fun. Tourism is what Knowlton thrives on. Well, the stores do. For the tourism, there is world-renowned Brome Lake Duck Farm, historical sites like Knowlton Museum, along with several other antique stores. The town has several boardwalks with many stores known. Knowlton has a new farmer's market. There's a town hall and three churches. Probably the most appealing part of the town has that it has many bed and breakfast inns, the Lakeview, Cypress Inn, and the Auberge Knowlton. My dad told me rich Montrealers have been buying around the lake, up around the lake for years. These houses are not cheap. Many people I grew up with ended up selling their homes, including my family. My family owned a cottage on Brome Lake on Campbell's Road, another house on Knowlton's Landing in Magog, a house on St. Paul's and by the St. Paul's Church, and the main house on Mill Pond on Knowlton Road, just past the Knowlton Pub and the church. Our house on the pond was huge with lots of property and many rooms. It needed repairs. The roof leaked, the windows leaked above the kitchen ceiling, and the roof caved in. My mom couldn't afford the repairs and needed money. Her tycoon boss, who ran the old folks home, said he and his wife would buy it. He offered $85,000 with no curator. She had no option, so we took the money and moved to Côte Saint-Luc in 2001. He fixed the house up into a mansion and it's worth millions now. I would like to go back to Knowlton and go back to the Knowlton Players Theater, which has been newly renovated. When I was a kid, I used to do many plays there. Emma Stevens was in charge of the acting school, and I was an extra in a movie called Kayla with my sister. If I go back to Knowlton, you can find me at the Knowlton Pub snooping around for old friends. Thank you.
Thanks, Jonathan. Now let's crank up the volume with one of the biggest glam rock songs of the 1980s and 90s, Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue, released in 1985 on the album Theater of Pain. This song became an instant classic, resonating with audiences worldwide. Here's Motley Crue.
Show. But before we go, we have one last spicy piece from our newest Radio Moon member, Nicole. Take it away, Nicole.
Good afternoon, beautiful people. It's your girl, nice and sweet, on the mic with a little story time. Have you ever been in a situation where you met someone, things seem to be going well, but there's an undisclosed agenda on the part of the potential partner? I'm a 48-year-old mother and grandmother of two. I consider myself sexy, succulent, and have an IQ way higher than a squirrel. So let's get into it. Met this guy. We hooked up several times. We went on a few dates. He paid. We both had our own places at the time, but one of those places wasn't quite like the others. We spent most of the time at his place, a place that should have been condemned, constant mice and roach orgies every night. Pure delight. This went on for 6 months. You ask why? Because I was blankmatized. We ended up moving officially into my place. 1 week into cohabitation, he says to me, after a year, we should work on getting a place together for a newer start. He fell in love with my place, no roaches or mice. Floors could be eaten off of. He was over the moon and wondered why we didn't come over here sooner. Reminder, I was blankmatized. Sorry. I love you started flowing like a cheap box of wine. At his place, I was quite cute. At my place, ooh la la, I was stunningly gorgeous, almost Beyonce-like.
No, 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 no.
Rent time came. When asked about his half of the rent, he agreed to pay before he moved in. It turned into we live together in a relationship and he shouldn't have to pay rent, but we'll buy groceries for both of us to cook together. More I love yous, but now with Academy Award winning performances. I was awoken with orange juice and a champagne flute and strawberry halves inside while he was down on one knee by my bedside. Or my favorite, while I was showering for work, the serenades. Once the shower was done, he dried and lotioned my skin for me and helped me get dressed. I appreciated it, but it wasn't needed. I didn't need the help. So while I was at work, he hustled. I knew what kind of hustle, but never knew the full extent of his services. I left work early because it was a slow day and headed home. Once I arrived home after opening my apartment door, to what my wondering eyes should appear, a homeless man named Frank sitting in my favorite chair, high out of his mind, asking me who I was and what I was doing here, slurring his words on repeat. I answered, then proceeded to my bedroom, to where the afternoon festivities continued with Lisa, the neighborhood entertainer, on her knees by my bed gobbling Lester's hot dogs. I was furious. I kicked out everyone, but Lester refused to leave, claiming he had nowhere to go and was very sorry, trying to hold on to my leg, begging for forgiveness, with tears in his eyes. After 4 days, I forgave. Why, you ask? Again, the same reason. Fast forward. 2 years, 4 months later, he got approved for an apartment, moved in with girlfriend of 4 months, admitted that he didn't love me like a girlfriend. He loved me like a sister. It's part of the game called survival of the fittest. Well, that's my time. It's nice and sweet. Signing off, wishing everyone a great Thursday.
Thank you, Nicole. That's all for Radio Moon today. We'll be back on March 21st, 2024, from 2 to 3 p.m. For more information on Radio Moon or Forward House, please visit www.forwardhouse.org or call us at 514-488-9119. And don't forget to listen to us online at ckut.ca.
Before we go, let's leave our listeners with a song that will make you want to kick off your boots and groove along. It's Honey, I'm Home by the one and only Shania Twain. This chart-topping hit from 1998 was part of her Grammy-winning album, Come On Over.
Stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and have a day. Pour me a cold one. Oh, by the way, lift up my feet. Give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite tree. Honey, I'm back. My head's killing.
yourself and then just tell me truthfully. Are you giving everything you got to save this family? You owe it to the children who are killing their friends on a school day. It's a case of emergency. What a tragedy, everyone of any.
Positive Vibe Show on CKUT 90.3 FM with Roger Moore.
Goes out to my fellow musicians, artists, government leaders, area leaders. Make we turn the youth them in achievers. Look into yourself and then just tell me truthfully. Are you giving everything you've got to save this family? You owe it to the children who are killing their friends on a school day. It's a case of emergency. What a tragedy, everyone of enemy. Why are we so angry? Why are we so angry?